Hey, what's up, everybody? This is D. Sebastian Yancey, the creator of Playing for People, Board Games and Short Stories. Yes, I introduce myself that way as D. Sebastian Yancey really fast because when I was growing up, I was not a fan of my middle name, which is Sebastian. My first name is Darius. I love it. And I have now grown to love it and embrace it because it's mine and it's just what I like to go by. But anyway, to the point of this episode, I have to update y'all. I've been away because I did have to get surgery. All is fine. 2 weeks through it, healing up. First one I ever had. Oh my God, that's the scariest thing. But at the same time, you're out, so you don't know what happens. You just hope you make it back to the other side. And here I am back on this side with y'all. What else has happened? The Land All Night event, which went amazing. If I didn't catch you up on that, that was the first board game, video game, nonprofit event that I was able to attend and be a vendor. And oh my God, the people, the other vendors, the fans of it all, they were all so cool and willing to check things out and just a really good community. I will say before you go, it's intimidating, and I feel like only to the point of like, oh my gosh, I'm about to step into this realm that on the other side of this realm. Now, what I mean by that is I've always been a fan of such things, the video games, the board games and such. And once you become one that creates it, oh my God, you're now like critiquing everything you do, wondering how they're all gonna feel. And again, they made me feel very, very welcomed. And I am happy to have been there, happy to have let people play the game. They got to play Galactic Royale, which continues to be a big hit with everyone in terms of joy and fun and just quickly understanding the rules. I still personally have my little things I want to change up on it just to make sure it's solid. But yeah, that game did really well there. I had to cut it short, sadly, because I ended up getting a stomach bug. So crazy enough, before I could, you know, hit the podium and go talk to everybody about the games and the stories of which I'm doing, I had a stomach bug and had to leave before my father, right as my father and sister got there. So it's all good, though. Learned a lot and can't wait for the next one. What else? Oh, yes. And there are two more board games I have created. Yes, two more. I've been moving at hyper speed. I will go ahead and say those two games are Battle of the Brews, which is a drinking board game. I talked to you about how I was trying to make that happen, but in a not so get drunk way, but where people can actually, like, you know, enjoy themselves while they sip, but there's also opportunity for them to indulge a little more. I got to have that game and Alpha Battle, which is focused on building words across a jungle and making it back to campsite and such. It's really, really wild. Those two games got played. I'll keep it quick and give more detail after the next upcoming games. First, starting off with Alpha Battle, I got to play that with one person who is Neil. Neil is a good friend of mine, and I promise, whenever he plays games, he's like an auditor. I always tell him that, but I appreciate it so much. And while we were playing this, he ended up showing me strategies as to how to win at my game. He was literally telling me, you know, if I was you, I would actually, and these things he was saying was making so much sense. And it's cool because it really intrigues me how I can create something, and I'm not good at winning at my own games. Like, literally, like, I make them, everybody else does what they do, but when I play them, I am not the best. It's like I don't even know a strategy on my own stuff. But anyway, he is showing me ways to double up on points, ways to sabotage for this alpha battle game, and creating words and such. And I'm just like, holy heck. I'm like, how's he even doing this right now? But I appreciate it. There was a few little things he told me to adjust. And I love how minimal those things were. Because I will tell you this, and I did not know this day would come. It's really time consuming, though. So when you have a family, it's hard to find the time to do this. But I really, really enjoy now doing the rules for board games. And that was the toughest part, and it still is. But I now enjoy reading through and letting my mind jump into the infinite amount of possibilities from each move. That is becoming so fun for me now. Now, with that, like I said, it is also time consuming. So I have to make sure I have at least 2 hours at max to sit there, because I'll come up with the rules and then I'll put everything down and then I'll start to rewrite them and review them as I'm setting up the game, like components for the game. And then I go ahead and check off all of them and take the pictures of what needs to be taken for, you know, the structure of it. And then it's like setting up the game. And then now I'm going and doing piece by piece and writing it or seeing how I wrote it to make sure it's set. And next thing you know, it's how to start the game, moving on the map, battling other players, learning how to properly word those things. Because it's been a process. I know I say this a lot, and I just want to dig into it again, is that making the rules for a game is by far the most challenging task. When you're making a game of any kind, you can throw anything your imagination and your heart desires to do so. But when you, once you put it on there and you make it be in action, you'll learn instantly if there's a hard wall that's like, that just doesn't make any sense. That could work if you do this, or that's really smooth. But then there's always, well, what about this? So that's that whole process. Now to the, I'll go past that one. I said I'm gonna go super deep. I did a little bit, but I didn't do too much because I don't want to get too much detail. This, I can't wait to try this with the middle schoolers, because I feel this is one of those games that's for like 12 years old and up, and you'll enjoy it whether you're young or you're old. Alpha Battle. And then I'll go into Battle of the Brews. Yes. So Alpha Battle was the latest game I had made, and that was at that point I had grown to love the rule making. Battle of the Brews, as you know, I had been working on it, and I got to have a group play this last Friday, and their experience was, I'm trying to explain, let me see. It was very suspenseful. It was suspenseful and exciting, because this game isn't just you sitting at this table and battling each other. Yes, there's brewing companies that you're trying to buy on the map. One of them said this is like Monopoly on a whole nother level. Now, I actually don't have good experience with Monopoly, so I'll bring down what they said to say. In the sense of buying property, there's only 4 properties on the map, and those properties are brewing companies of this abandoned town that has been left behind. So you have to get coins to go get these properties, and your goal is to take over all 4 properties or the most before everybody else, or get the most coins. And the way you do that, it has to do with battles, and there's cards attached, and almost every other thing you do requires you to sip or drink. There's also things that involve shots. And the part that made this very suspenseful is there are courageous cards in the pile that can also help you get these coins that involve you and complete strangers. And it's nothing that's like way over the top that it's like, oh my God, why would you ask someone to do that? There are things that people can do and it won't cause any trouble. It's adding to the social dynamic of communication in the most fun way. It opened up. One player got a girl's number because of one of them that wasn't even playing the game, and it caused people that wasn't playing the game, which I love when this happens so much, because we were at a brewing spot, Manhattan Beer Project, I believe, and it caused people that were standing around to come say, what are y'all playing? I want to play this. And got some new followers on Instagram, which is super, super awesome. They let me know at the end. I'll say the good, and I'll start with the bad, and I'll end with the good. Well, it's not even really bad. They let me know there needs to be more opportunities for coins, a whole lot more. And I do teeter between sometimes when making these board games, how many blank tiles should I leave versus how many tiles should I cover? And I have heard someone tell me before, the more you cover, the better, because that keeps the action alive in the game. So that was a super easy fix. And the other thing I was told was add more cards to the pile. There's two piles and now there's three because I've already made those adjustments. And I knew that that was going to be a case because there was only 15 cards. And when you really think about how many times you're cycling through the rounds of everybody rolling, you know, you can get through 15 cards really fast. So with the excitement of how that game went, and I will be posting many pieces from that on the Instagram, which is P4P Board Games. Again, P, then a number 4, and then P Board Games. You'll get to see some of the things that happened on that night. And again, I already made the adjustments. Can't wait to have the next one. It's probably going to be in another 2 weeks because me and wifey are going away for her birthday and Mother's Day. Trying to think, what else can I share with you? The route. Yes, the route that I'm now taking. This was first, and if I repeat myself, I'm sorry, but then again, no, because some of you are just now tuning in. This was at first me saying, hey, I'm writing all this stuff and I want to just publish this one board game in hopes to make a company one day. Screw that. Only parts I'm keeping is I do want to make a company. Yes, I'm still writing all this stuff, which is going very, very awesome. But to the point of just publishing one board game, that's a no. I have discovered, and I say this proudly, like, I'm good at this. I'm really good at this, and I love doing it so much that I wake up and I already have these ideas, and it's just the ability to quickly make use of them and put them in a place to where people can now see them and play them and make the adjustments to make them great. It's not going to be one board game. My goal is to make a community. It's not about making a board game or board games. It's about creating a community. And the more of these games I'm spitting out and the more fun that's happening around it with all the people that I get to play with, playtesting is something to be enjoyed. And again, it's not about making a board game. It's about making a community. And I'm coming from a place of love. I know my purpose. The feeling I get inside as I'm doing this makes me so happy. I'm so grateful to everyone when they're giving me tidbits on things to adjust, because I need that. I want this ship to sail all the way across the universe. And the best way it's going to do it is by everybody chipping in and telling me exactly how to make it better. I want to cater to as many as I can. I want to find out which games are for which groups, you know, because each game is going to have its own ecosystem, and it's just I'm excited. And I also will end this episode because it's been long, so if you've been still here, thank you so much. I'm going to end this episode to say that I now will have Playing for People Board Games and Short Stories gear. Yes, t-shirts are being made. As when I was resting up over surgery, I grew I grew something in my mind to go ahead and start making the designs for my stories, for my board game, and for the brand as a whole. And I've already had a couple of sales. You will want to get one of these. These are collectors and limited edition, and I'm at 49 different designs. And if you have been on my Instagram, you get to see how some of them look. They are not in the slightest simple. They are not in the slightest basic. They are very, very detailed, and they tell something very beautiful within each one. Every time I post one from now on, I'm going to start sharing what part of the story that it's involved in, because they take time to make, and it's awesome to be able to do graphics like this now. Find something you love, y'all. Like I said, You gotta put your body where your heart is. That just is what it is. I'm putting my body where my heart is, and I got energy for days to do that. I'm not doing too much. Some people are like, how do you find the time? We have the same amount of time. From the second you get out of bed and the second I get out of bed, guess what? We both are taking action. Mine just looks like a lot. You're doing the same thing. We both are taking action. So now it's up to you to choose, how will you take action? All right, y'all. I love you all so much. Thank you for supporting this fire right here that I'm putting into the world. All right, P4P Universe, all the fans, everybody that's invested in me, you the bomb, and I will talk to you all soon and hope to see you at one of the games. Make sure you subscribe. Peace.